You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
I mean, I don't even know if we should be talking about Voyage AC. Ever since Oprah put their bubble bath on her favorite things list this year, they cannot keep their incredible products on the shelves.
I mean, that's amazing. Wait, right? did you already order our candles and bubble bath that we're giving your mom?
I did. But don't worry.
Oh, good.
They still have beautiful gifts for everyone on your holiday list. I mean, Voyage AC has gorgeous face and body products for every age, every gender, beautiful scents, incredible candles and scents for the home, and this luxurious bubble bath.
Oprah's favorite.
Oprah's favorite, that's right. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find Voyage AC on our brand new website at theonlyonepod.com, or you can go to www.voyageac.com directly. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And even during the holidays, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now. That is 10% off everything you buy.
Even the bubble bath.
Right.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is the ultimate luxury blend of travel design and scents.
This podcast is supported by Cute Booty Lounge.
Oh my God, hon. I am obsessed with the latest episode of Behind the Booty.
Behind the Booty with Kelly Nishimoto.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, our season 11 sponsor, Cute Booty Lounge, is Kelly Nishimoto, is doing her own podcast called Behind the Booty. And we love Kelly and CBL so much that we've been bringing you some of the first episodes of Behind the Booty exclusively right here on The Only One in the Room. Look for it on Thursdays for the next few weeks.
Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned.
And everything they make makes your booty look amazing. Their leggings have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets, and they have a fit for everyone. I mean everyone. So you can order a pair for anyone on your holiday list.
So avoid that crunch and head to cutebooty.com right now and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. And like Laura said, they have a style and size for everyone, even me.
And 15% off is a... Wait, even you?
Yes. Those new men's pajama bottoms you ordered from me are perfect. So head to cutebooty.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order. And don't forget to tune in on Thursdays for a new episode of Behind the Booty with Kelly Nishimoto. Embrace your body. Love your booty.
So, hey, we've been making this podcast for over 2.5 years.
What?
Yep, thanks to listeners like you. And from the gate, people have asked us for merchandise or additional content or even some hang time with me and Scott.
That's weird.
It is. But we think we have a solution for you.
Yep, we are excited to announce that we have a new Patreon page.
Yeah, and you know how people are patrons of the arts? Well, in this case, we're the arts.
Hmm. And by becoming a Patreon, you'll get bonus content, access to outtakes that the general public will never see, extremely cool merch, And depending on what tier you get on, a monthly hang time with Laura and I.
Yep. And it all starts at just $5 a month.
That's nothing.
Right? Not per day, not per week. It's only $5 per month.
And you're guaranteed merchandise.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click the link in the show notes to read about the different tiers and see what great stuff you can get. Become a podcast patron. Join our Patreon today at www.patreon.com/theonlyoneintheroom.
Zoe Ruderman, thank you for being on the show. Really interesting conversation to be a part of. It felt like a very feminine conversation, but I feel like there are lots of moments when men want to jump in. You know, I know that your husband went along this journey with you. We're talking about IVF. We're talking about miscarriages. We're talking about becoming a mom. And we're talking about all of that together, which I think is really important. And I'll just start by saying my own experience with it is before I have two daughters, one's 21 now and one's 17. Before we had our first daughter, my then wife had two miscarriages and I didn't even know to be concerned. She walked through it without even having a sense of her self-esteem wasn't affected by it. Her emotional, she seemed to be on the beam with it, and it seemed to really feel like a natural part of our journey at the time. I was probably late 20s. Do you have that experience in having people on your show? Do you have some people that just see this? You said, now, first of all, you said there's 1 in 4 women who have kids will have a miscarriage, at least one. That's 25 out of 100. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you have people that come through that don't seem to have an emotional response to this experience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. There's a whole spectrum. There are women I speak to who it's like, this is the biggest grief they felt. This is devastating. And then there are women, you know, Candy was one of them, actually. Candy Burris kind of, you know, it's not that she wasn't emotional about things like having to do IVF or having to do surrogacy because she could no longer carry herself and she had a loss of one of the embryos that the surrogate was carrying. She just said she always knew this was going to work out. So it was, I don't know if you want to call that confidence or something about her personality, but she never felt like in a dark place about it. And I think, you know, that's sort of what Laura was asking me. I never had a moment after that first miscarriage or even later where it was like, this might not work. I knew that there might be more bumps the more educated I got, but I never... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's naive, but I never thought like, oh, I might never become a mom.
Right. That hopeless feeling.
Yeah. It never felt hopeless long-term, even if in the moment it felt like, oh, this is really unfortunate and really sad. But it's interesting that your then wife felt that way because I've certainly heard that from people. And like I said, like there is no wrong feeling. The flip side is like, it's okay if it happens to you and you think, all right, 1 in 4 women, this was, you know, it was maybe going to happen to me and now I'm ready to move on. That's okay too. There is no, you have to like fake your grief or you have to match how someone else felt about this. It's okay. As long as it's not guilt or shame, there's no wrong feeling.
Well, and I think the other thing that men don't really, I mean, I think we can intellectually understand it, but not to feel it, but sort of that idea of what being a good mom is and how a miscarriage might play into that. I don't know, it's a concept or an idea or a story that maybe a woman has created only to run into this speed bump. And I really applaud what you're doing because I think what you're doing by having a podcast and talking about experience is showing people that there isn't one idea. There isn't like a classic Disney story about how to have a child and become a mom, which I think allows people to be more open to what they're experiencing in the moment, you know?
I hope so.
You said something about feeling like the only one in the room until you told your story. And I'm going to clip that, by the way, and use that because I think it really defined what we try to do with the show is until you told your story, you felt isolated and alone. And as you told the story, other people started to open up and talk about their own experiences, which in turn made you feel less alone, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've had such a profound experience with it. You started a podcast. So obviously it's pretty powerful for you. Will you talk a little bit more about some experiences you've had since you started the podcast and, in these conversations?
Yeah. I mean, I get so many messages with every episode that comes out. Actually, I just got one like 30 minutes before I got on the phone with you guys from someone who revealed something personal about what she had gone through. This is someone I've known for years. I never knew she went through this as it related to her pregnancy and her labor and delivery. So I think it's like giving people like a safe space or a comfortable space to talk about it. And that was my goal. You know, when we started talking about this, it was like, let's speak to every kind of mom there is. Let's make sure we don't leave anyone out. When we talk about diverse stories, let's think about every definition of the word of diverse. And so, yeah, I really feel like it's nice to see, you know, as you guys know, it's nice to see good numbers on your podcast. It's nice to see downloads and subscribers, but it's really, really meaningful when I get like an individual message, often like a text message from someone I already know. And they say like, oh, I went through this, or this episode really resonated. And even if they don't come out and overtly say like, you know, this happened to me, they're like, I'm so glad you talked about this. It's important that these conversations happen, and you can sort of guess that this means something to them. So that's been really, it's been really special for me.
Yeah, I love that too. As a creator, I think, you know, when Laura and I started the show, we asked ourselves like, what would we do if like getting downloads, blah, 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 wasn't our objective, and it would be to tell stories that people connect with. So when you tell one story that one person really identifies with, it's the most rewarding thing as a creator. And you know that you're doing sort of your true purpose, right? Of having
right, them. Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of things real quick. So how do we handle it? What do we do as men? How do we be a partner to someone who's going through this? Now we're talking about a whole process usually of wanting to be a mom, of trying to have a baby, of losing a baby, of starting sort of an IVF or some other process to impregnate. What do we do? How can we best be your partner in this?
Ask how the woman is doing. Ask what she needs. Acknowledge that even if you are not feeling the same thing she's feeling, that her feelings and your feelings are valid. So I think often, and you said this, Scott, like women feel a sense of like, I did something wrong. I think it's less common that men feel that way because they are not physically carrying the baby. There is this sense that like a woman's body is put on this earth to do something. I don't agree with that. I think you can have a purpose that has nothing to do with that. You don't have to become a mom to be valued in any way. But there is an antiquated and widespread feeling of like, you know, you're here to get pregnant and have lots of babies. It's the same thing, by the way, after you give birth, like with nursing. You're a failure if you don't nurse. You're a failure if you don't have a vaginal unmedicated birth. I mean, this is just, you know, it's the beginning of a long life of this. But I think as a man, you might not realize that this isn't just like, oh, I wanted something and I can't have it right now. Like that's just the surface of having a pregnancy loss or going through any sort of situation like this, that there are, for some women, not all, there are deeper feelings of my body failed me. Look at all of these women, you know, when you're going through this, you're like every single other woman on Instagram, every single other person I see on the street. Like when I had a miscarriage, I swear I got on the subway, every woman was 9 months pregnant. Like there was no telling me otherwise. It was like everyone suddenly was pregnant. Everyone was posting on Instagram they were pregnant. It feels not just like jealousy, but it's like, oh, I couldn't do something that all of these women could do. So I think acknowledging that there is something not just about the loss and the not having something you want, but something deeper that makes you question your own like worth as a woman.
The first thing I think of is men. The first thing I want to ever do is fix things. And I think what you're saying is don't try to fix it. There's no way to fix it, but don't run away from it either and embrace someone's experience, right? You know, the last thing I'll say, and I know this is completely objective, and do you think that miscarriages have a role in nature? Do you think that there are reasons that we don't have every baby that is conceived?
Absolutely. I mean, medically speaking, most miscarriages are because the pregnancy is not viable or because there's a chromosomal abnormality that even if you got to a delivery, it would not be a healthy baby or even a baby who could survive outside of the mother. So I think if you strip out all of the emotion and just talk medically about this, absolutely. You know, the reason that I did IVF is so that we could do genetic testing to make sure it was the right number of chromosomes, that there were no issues. It is the body's way typically of dealing with a pregnancy that is not viable or, a baby who is not viable. So yeah, I agree with that. I don't think it makes it any easier emotionally.
I don't either, but I don't think it benefits not looking at that as a part of like one of the things in the world I trust is the way the balance of nature. I think that it's something that's unexplainable for the most part. And I think that when you get to the end of it, you have to figure that to move forward, we have to find some explanation that suits the moment. And I was just curious about your feelings because you'd actually been through that enough to ask yourself that deep question, like, hey, what does this loss mean to me?
Yeah, one of the first things that doctors say is like, this is probably the reason it wasn't viable. It's not as if something happened and otherwise this would have been, you know, a baby that you were holding in your arms in 9 months or a few months. Like, this wasn't going to work out.
Well, thank you so much for having this conversation. You let me feel like I had something valuable to offer. I appreciate that.
You did. I thought this was a very valuable conversation all around.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And check out her podcast, Me Becoming Mom, and we'll keep an eye on you and every digital platform that you're on. So
thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, thank you, Zoe.
Yeah, thank you, Zoe. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the heresies of Radolf Burntwein have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.